When and if U.S. and British planes bomb Baghdad, the choice of targets is intended to be as precise as the high-tech weaponry. Teams of military strategists all the way up the chain of command will review air plans, their goal to achieve maximum military impact with the fewest civilian casualties. Guiding them will be the Law of Armed Conflict, drawn up at the Geneva Conventions after World War II. And where there is a question of law, there will be a certainty of lawyers. In the event of a bombing campaign, lawyers from the armed services will have to make sure that Allied targets are not just accurate, but legally defensible. Colonel Rocco Lamoro is Chief of International and Operations Law at Ramstein Air Base in Germany. He teaches targeting law to commanders. Colonel Lamoro joins us from his office at Ramstein. Good morning to you, Colonel.
Good morning.
What are the main precepts, briefly please, of the Law of Armed Conflict?
Well, I guess the main precept is that targets have an element of military necessity. We want to choose targets that by their nature, location, purpose, or use will make an effective contribution to military action.
Give us an example, can you, of some sort of specific situation where a targeting decision might need a lawyer's advice?
Well, it could come about when we're looking at a target that is a dual-use target. That would be a target that would perhaps contribute to both the comfort and livelihood of the civilians in the area, as well as help contribute to the military war-making capacity of the nation. These are things like dams, power grids, communication systems. So we would have to work with the commanders to take a look at what the impact would be of how those particular targets might be damaged.
What is the debate like when it comes to deciding on the legality of a particular target? How is that decision arrived at?
Well, there's various parts of an air operations center that all contribute to that decision-making process. We typically start with nominations by the various services that are involved in the conflict as to what they would like to be targeted, and then that goes through what's called the strategy division, where they then look for targets that will actually fit the commander's plan. They then look for what aircraft are available to deliver those weapons and what weapons will be placed on those aircraft to achieve those objectives. During that time frame, the lawyers are there with the operators looking at the target folders to see if there are any law of armed conflict concerns with a particular target.
You know, Colonel, the process you have just described sounds as if it would take years.
The remarkable thing is that in order to process the information, we typically do three air tasking orders at the same time. When the air tasking order is actually being executed, that's when we have additional lawyers that are on the floor where the commander is observing how well the air tasking order is going for that particular day. Sometimes targets of opportunity arise. Obviously, if something is already destroyed and you have a sortie in the air, the commander may wish to divert that to take out a different target that might come up on short notice.
Yeah.
That is where there's the most potential for us making a mistake just because you're working in real time.
Yes, but I would think that so much of this would depend on the quality of the intelligence that was available to you. And I'm thinking back to Kosovo when the bombers by mistake hit the Chinese embassy in Belgrade because everybody was relying on old maps. So how does that all factor in?
You're raising an issue that was also discussed during the last Gulf War when they hit that military, what we thought was a military bunker that the Iraqis were using to let people sleep at night. The law of armed conflict doesn't require that you look at things in hindsight. You are basically supposed to look at the thing from the information that was available at the time.
Mm-hmm.
The other party has a responsibility that if they have something that looks like a military target, they really should control their civilian population and not use them or put them in harm's way.
You reminded me now of the notion of human shields who will surround deliberately a military target to protect it. What does the law say about that?
Well, the responsibility for doing that rests with the country that's trying to shield its targets.
I understand there's something that targeters call the CNN test. What is that?
Well, that is exactly what we're talking about here. Even though a target may be a lawful target, it may pass all the tests that there won't be excessive collateral damage, and it fits the proportionality criteria, it may still be that the commander has to look at what ultimately will the world think about that particular target. Mm-hmm. If targets are of unusual concern, and the CNN test may actually be invoked, that may be the time when a commander will ask for guidance back by our political leadership. And once you explain the law to most commanders, it's the rare commander that will break out of that mold.
Colonel Rocco Lamoro is Chief of International and Operations Law at Ramstein Air Base in Germany. He joined us from his office. Thank you very much, Colonel.
Thank you.